And it's a Thursday afternoon wine tasting extraordinaire as we welcome once again the Topps Wine of the Week. And in the hot seat today, well, it's Mark Pierce, who is the man in charge of Topps at Lifestyle. And we are very honored to have you, Mark.
Thanks, man.
And V, as you call Valencia. Oh, it's lovely to see you again. And we're going to be talking today about a wine from Windfall. Interesting name, and it's a Shiraz for a change. Mark, you're familiar, I believe, with Windfall and the farm?
Yeah, Dave, just a little bit of background on Windfall. It's located in the beautiful town of Robertson in the Western Cape. The original owner was a gentleman called Philip Lawrence, and then for a guy like me who's a bit sports mad, growing up as a young kid in the 70s, watching a lot of those famous cricketers, that farm was bought by Eddie Barlow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember old Eddie Barlow used to captain the Western Province team and come and give us problems here at Kingsmead. So it originally was named Spes Bono, which is
Good Hope.
Latin students will understand as Good Hope.
Good Hope.
Did you do Latin at school, V?
I did.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And then, so it was the name was changed to a Windfall, and basically because of this cascading over the mountains, the wind making the clouds, so they changed it to Windfall. And then it was bought by a well-known KZN developer, Rob Alexander, who resides in Pietermaritzburg now. So they've made a lot of changes in terms of renovation and agricultural work. There's been many vineyards that have been replanted and a whole lot of new varietals which have been added alongside the likes of apricots, lemons, olives and butternuts. So it's an exciting place to go. They have lots of little self-catering cottages. So if you ever down in that part of the woods, it's a good one to go and have a look at.
Windfall, that sounds charming and nice roundup. But we're here to talk about the wine, and that's the thing, you see, because it's been a while since we've had a Shiraz. Valencia, what do you know about it? And maybe we should pop the cork and pour a little while we experience the wisdom that you have to offer.
Okay, for a Windfall Shiraz, I've known that it's hen harvesting. It's early in the morning. It was harvesting early in the morning, of which is most of the time when I visited the farm, they were just telling me that they wake up early in the morning for harvesting. So, and it was like fermentation, 3 days, punch over for 6 days, also followed by back pressing. So when I visited the farms, there was different types of back pressing. The other one, it was generator pressing, and this one is back pressing.
So, but no one stomps it with the feet like in the traditional. Have you ever seen that?
I was there. If I can show you the pictures. I went to see that back, so it was very interesting to see things like this.
Apparently it's very...
You know, if you visit the farm, it's...
the traditional.
Yeah.
So all of this excitement leads to a dark chocolate type sensation, according to the notes we've got here. Robust, with dark chocolate notes and a perfume of creamy coffee beans. Well, there it is. Mm. Mm? And there is an earthiness about the wine that's enveloped by deep, dark red fruit. It's a big wine, and it calls for big flavors in terms of the pairing. So, let's take a taste. We'll play a little tune or two while we get to grips with it, and we'll come back on the other side and talk about what pairs well with this Windfall Shiraz 2019. Here's Good Charlotte in the meantime.
Why are they talking to me? And why can't it do? I rock a lawsuit when I'm going to court, a white suit when I'm getting divorced, a black suit at the funeral home, and my birthday suit when I'm home alone, talking on the phone, got an interview with the Rolling Stone, they're saying, now you're rich and now you're famous, fake psychos.
Leaving Good Charlotte in the background and returning to the wine of the week. We're tasting Windfall's Shiraz 2019, one of the boldest vintages, robust wine, boasting dark chocolate with perfume of creamy coffee beans. Well, I'm going to tell you something. They then go on to talk about earthiness and the enveloped by deep, dark red fruit as a tasting note. Well, immediately, I've got to tell you, that is apparent in terms of almost the mulberry that predominates, and that's a fact. It is, it's a very easy drinking red, but apparently even better with the right pairing of food. So, Valencia, you obviously now are familiar with what goes best with this kind of Shiraz as a starter. What would you go for?
Because it's a nice big wine, I think it will pair well with cheese. Cheese will be good. And some game dishes, of which is on its own too, because it's very smooth for me. It's very smooth. I can just have it on its own too.
So there it is. It's an excellent choice, and absolutely game dishes, venison, ostrich, all of those
good along with steak,
very
much so.
But I feel that with the weather turned just the way it has this afternoon, this is the most wonderful accompaniment to a little bit of a get together, possibly after the sun has gone down, and there's nothing nicer for me than a glass of red wine with good friends, good company, and you can drink it on its own and
definitely
enjoy it just like that, straight out of the bottle. I would imagine, shall we say, it's a wine that carries a premium, I would imagine, but you know better than I. What kind of price are we talking about here?
The price, it's going to be, it's 150 Rand. And we are tasting the same wine, but a weekend from 12 to 2.
So you get an opportunity at Tops and Lifestyle to try before you buy it. 150 Rand a bottle. Look, it's all day long worth 150 Rand a bottle. And I would suggest possibly a case of this. It's been lying down for a bit, eh? It's been resting for 5 years. It's matured. It's developed a beautiful, but I think it could still go. Maybe a couple of years. If you wanted to invest and lay it down, and there it is, I think it would only improve. But there it is. It's a fabulous wine. Thank you for bringing it in. That is the Windfall Shiraz 2019. We'll pop it up as a podcast shortly. But before we go, Mark, you've got a couple of competitions that we're going to talk about briefly.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. We've got a great competition that's exclusive to us at Topset Lifestyle. It's basically to buy a bottle of Roco gin or Toki Suntory whiskey. These products are distilled in Japan, and there's a competition that's running in store now till the 9th of June, and you can win a fabulous Smeg refrigerator and field bar. A really, really smart prize there.
It's a wonderful prize.
Valued at about 22,000 Rand.
Anyone that wins that is going to be delighted with it. And all you have to do, literally, pop along to Tops at Lifestyle. Maybe on the weekend when you taste this magnificent wine, treat yourself to a bottle of Raku or any of the other that are on that promotion, and enter the competition. You've got to be in it to win it. Someone's going to win it, and we look forward to eventually announcing the winner on Wine of the Week. It'll be fun.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Anything else on the horizon for now?
No, that's all.
Enjoy the wine.
Thank you.
And yes, don't forget, of course, this weekend between 12 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, the tasting of our Wine of the Week, the Windfall Shiraz 2019, one of the top, I would imagine, of its kind. Right now, $150, worth it all day long. Thanks so much for joining us on the Wine of the Week.
Thank you.
Thursday afternoon.
Thank you very much.
The show continues.